Introduction. I have been praying for you. The fact that you are listening to this book tells me God is working in your life. Wherever you are in your understanding of prayer, you have more to discover. And my hope and desire is for you to grow deeper in your knowledge of who God is, become more connected to His will, and be more intimately aware of His presence every moment of every day. You might be listening to this book because you are walking through a difficult season, and you very much want to feel closer to God. Maybe you have a longing in your heart to become more confident in your communication with your Heavenly Father, and you just aren't sure where to begin. Or possibly, like me, you want to know God more intimately and for your conversations with Him to be full of faith and connected to His divine will and purpose. Throughout my years in ministry, women at every level of faith have expressed how they can feel intimidated when it comes to talking to God. They say, "Debbie, I don't know the words to pray," or, "How do I know if God hears me?" One girl recently opened up about her feelings on social media and said, "I'm just terrible at prayer." That comment broke my heart. Her words revealed that she doesn't understand how excited her Heavenly Father is every time she opens up to Him. Somewhere in her past, she began to feel pressure to act and even talk a certain way. And because of her insecurities and lack of understanding, she is missing out on the joy, the blessing, and the power found in relational, confident communication with her Heavenly Father. May I just tell you what prayer is not? It is not a religious requirement or a measure of your faithfulness and commitment to God. It is not you saying things perfectly to appease some disconnected deity who doesn't really care to know you personally. It is not memorizing certain words and repeating them over and over. It is not someone else more qualified than you talking and connecting to God on your behalf. Prayer is coming to understand the beauty and fullness of God's invitation for you to draw near and talk with Him personally about everything, like a daughter would, fully trusting her thoughts and emotions to a loving and caring earthly father without reservation or fear of rejection. It's one thing to know that we're not gifted at public speaking, playing the violin, or making homemade pumpkin pie, but to believe that we are somehow unqualified or not gifted enough to communicate with our Heavenly Father is quite honestly tragic. That's because prayer, in its pure form, apart from the pressures we attach to it, is our personal connection and lifeline to God. But to be honest, I know exactly what it means to feel insecure when it comes to prayer. The truth is, prayer can be intimidating. To think that we are having a conversation with the most powerful being in the entire universe, the God who spoke all of creation into existence, wants to listen to us and respond to us when we talk to Him. That is an amazing and sometimes overwhelming thought. But it's true. We have an open...